All right, the committee will come to order. We do have a quorum. The clerk will note the roll. We're here. We just have a very quick bill today. We want to move this through as soon as possible. I know there's a lot of things going on, but I do want to have a hearing. Would like to move this bill. It is very time sensitive. We want to be able to do that. Can I have a motion to approve the minutes of April 15th, 2016? Representative Zerwas moves the minutes for April 16th. Any additions or changes? Seeing none, all those in favor of adoption of the minutes, please say aye. Those opposed, no. Motion prevails. I'm going to move House File 4019 be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. We have the bill before us. I also have an amendment to 4019, which is in the packet that is labeled LAA08, to put it in the form that we would like. All those in favor of adoption of the A08 amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The A08 is adopted. The bill is before us as amended with the A08. This deals with medical licensure and also for people who are not foreign doctors, and will allow for licenses in very limited circumstances within our two medical school hospitals and facilities, that we have an opportunity to compete with other world-leading institutions for world's top talent. We want to be able to make sure that we can continue to do that. This allows for a very, very narrow prescribed exception to be made to allow for the practice by foreign doctors in Minnesota, and it is only through our two academic medical institutions. We have a testifier for this. We have, we'll bring up Aaron Sexton, and then we'll go to questions, and I don't expect this, the bill will take a very long time. We'll get back to caucus and where we need to go, but I do want to make sure that this has a full hearing, because although this is a very, very specific circumstance, we don't want to set the precedent for changing licensure standards for physicians or other licensed providers in the state of Minnesota. To set a precedent. So I did want to make sure that we do have a bill, we do have a full hearing, and that we do move the bill today to provide for that. Ms. Sexton.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My name is Erin Sexton. I'm with Mayo Clinic. I'm here today to express Mayo Clinic's strong support for this bill. And just to explain a little bit about the timing of it, too. This is arising at the end of session because we are confronted with an opportunity to recruit a physician to Minnesota who is internationally recognized and will bring a unique set of skills to our state, but under our current statute, it will likely take close to a year or more for that physician to achieve licensure. This physician is currently practicing in the U.S. and is a person of extraordinary ability in the field of sciences, or as an outstanding professor or researcher as defined by federal law. So he's currently practicing right now in the country. While the timeliness of this bill will help this particular effort, it is not a unique situation, and this will help Minnesota compete for global talent at our academic medical centers. As Representative Dean mentioned, this is not unique to just Minnesota. Other states have similar types of licensure like this, Maryland, Ohio, Texas, Florida, and California, to name a few. And to be eligible for medical faculty license, the foreign medical graduates need to meet some of our current licensure standards, but also must have completed a two-year residency program or have appropriate documentation from the federal government that is based on the applicant's extraordinary ability in the field of sciences or as an outstanding professor or researcher as defined by federal law. And they must be appointed to the faculty of an accredited medical school in Minnesota. And this amendment also, I just would point out, includes a sunset in July of 2000, or this bill includes a sunset in the July 1st of 2018, to allow us to come back and make sure that, what we put together is the right fit for the state, work with the Board of Medical Practice and others. I will say there's a number of other folks who support this. There's a letter from Medical Alley, the University of Minnesota, the Minnesota Medical Association, and others who have helped on this effort. So thank you very much for your consideration.
Thank you, Ms. Sexton. Are there any questions? Representative Schoen.
Mr. Chair, line 1.9 of the A08, what's the public ceremony look like? I mean, that may, it may be, is that standard language in other areas related to licensure or something? I've not seen the public ceremony language, and maybe I haven't read far enough in, but I'm curious if there was snacks or...
No, I don't know about that, Representative Schoen, but I think I want to make sure that people understand that this is a very limited circumstances and that this would be very, very narrowly guided, and that that's why we're limiting it to the two academic institutions and also bringing the executive office into this as well. Representative Liebling.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I was going to ask about that as well. I mean, I fully support the bill, and I've been working a little bit with Ms. Sexton on this. And but this is the first time I've seen this language about this public ceremony. That doesn't strike me as a very Minnesota thing to do, you know? I mean, even putting it, even this, the title, you know, conceited eminence, we've been sort of joking about whether that's a really conceited eminence. But I think it would be...
Representative Liebling, we're going to do whatever we can do to get these folks here.
Well, that's part of it.
We're gonna roll out the red carpet, and the governor, I'm sure, will be absolutely supportive
Mr. Chair, I respectfully disagree. I mean, I when I looked at this, I came in just a few seconds late, and I thought, is this a joke? I mean, honestly, this is a very serious issue. I think that making this small change that's being requested has the potential to really be very beneficial for Minnesota and for patients in Minnesota, and I know you really appreciate that. I think that putting this provision in that's in the amendment about the, having this public ceremony, it really makes light of it. I think it has the potential to be off-putting to a potential applicant. I guess I'd like to hear what Ms. Sexton would have to say about it. This is new to me, and we didn't discuss it. I don't know exactly where it's coming from, but you know, I would seriously consider making a motion to strike that language, because I just think it has the potential to derail some of this, what we really all want to accomplish here, which is bringing in a practitioner who has the ability to bring our state to a new level in some areas of practice. And that's a thing that, you know, is really not just about one facility or one, one academic center, but really about the whole state. So could Ms. Sexton address that, please?
Mr. Chair, Representative Liebling, we don't have a strong position on what it's called. I think other states have called it a number of different things, some similar to a medical faculty license.
Right.
Ohio does call theirs a certificate of
right.
conceded eminence, as does...
Mr. Chair, I'm not referring to the title. The title, I don't care. I'm talking about this little ceremony thing that got inserted here.
Mr. Chair, Representative Liebling, I don't have a strong position on that one way or another, but, understand... The different opinions on that one.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chair,
you want to move to strike a Representative Liebling? All right. Go ahead. Make your motion.
Okay. Let's see. I'm not sure. Maybe staff could help me, because I don't want to mess up the rest of it. I just want to take out that sort of embarrassing ceremony thing.
Representative Murphy.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And while the staff is looking at that language, I am just wondering what the purpose of, and I understand the language is offensive, but what is the purpose of the public? So is there a public purpose? Since you're not going through a regular licensing process, mm-hmm. is this an alternative to saying, here is someone who's coming to practice in this state? Is that the intention of the amendment language? Mr. Chair?
Representative Murphy, I think the purpose of that is kind of twofold. Number one, to match up on a very specific circumstance that we're looking at right now with identical language for the name. The other piece would be to really separate this from licensure issues, which we all know are very contentious, and I don't want to have unintended consequences down the road. So I don't want this just to appear in a conference committee as language, and then we have a precedent for allowing certified people from other states to come into the state. So I want to make sure that this is an extremely rare circumstance. So that's the purpose for this, to really separate this out from a lot of other issues that we could have 2 years down the road or 6 years down the road, where we're having a conference committee come up and we decide that we're going to allow people of a different licensure from another state or country to come to Minnesota. And I just don't want to set a bad precedent. I want to make this as unique as possible. So that's the purpose for that.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Representative Hamilton.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I don't know all the details or where the individuals are coming from, but Mr. Chairman, maybe this is could be a tradition in other countries and a symbol of respect. And so maybe that's being taken in consideration as well. I'm okay with the language, and I'd ask for your support.
Ms. Aves, do you have a suggestion for removing that piece?
Mr. Chair and members, if you want to remove that piece, it would be lines 1.6.
Through 1.10?
Yes.
All right.
Okay. So, Mr. Chair, I would make a motion to strike that language.
All right. Representative Liebling moves that we strike lines 1.6 through 1.10. I would be amenable to that. All those in favor of adoption of the Liebling Amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
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 Motion prevails. All right.
Division.
No division. No
just,
division.
Just kidding.
No division. All right. We have the bill before us as amended. Representative Loeffler.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. And I had one question and just a comment to make. But by taking away the medical faculty license and putting a certificate, is this person authorized to use the term doctor in interacting with patients in Minnesota? Medical faculty clearly are. I don't know what someone with a certificate of conceded eminence is, or do they have CE after their name and it confuses sure. the patient?
Well, I, Representative Loeffler, I assume that this would be identical to the other states that are taking advantage of this particular certification licensure. Ms. Sexton, do you have information from the other states that you've looked at of how they handle the terminology around that?
And Mr. Chair, Representative Loeffler, and you know, I can check into more how they handle the terminology, but this would allow them to practice just as any other physician in the state, as long as they're practicing in an academic medical center or an affiliated practice group with that academic medical center. I can check on with the board on, you know, what the exact terminology would look like, though.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and I would appreciate your following up on that, just because I think there have been issues before about who claims the title doctor, and I think we might have it in our rules or somewhere else about what that, how you get to use that title, and we just wouldn't want to have that be an issue. The other thing is, you know, this is a special hearing on a special, for a special person, for a special institution, at a special time of the legislative session, and, you know, if it had come up a month later, it wouldn't be possible. And one of the things that we have always talked about and spent time on is dealing with the fact that we have a lot of foreign-trained, foreign-practiced, experienced physicians who are now here in Minnesota. Because they were some of the best and they were well acknowledged in their country, when their country's government fell apart, they were the smart ones who figured out how to get out, who are not now able to practice in Minnesota. And their biggest obstacle is not passing the test, which this person is going to be not even have to take. They've passed the test. They can't get a residency. And so I hope you will join me in encouraging Mayo to open up some of those family practice residencies as they're able to let those people practice in our state, because we have a primary care shortage and we have people who speak native the language and know the culture of the people who live in our communities. And it would be a really nice thank you if we could find some opportunities to open it up to some other foreign trained people. Thank you.
Representative Schoen.
Mr. Chair, thank you for the moment of levity this morning. I think we're going to need it over the next couple of days. So, and then also, thank you. Continue to go get the best for us around the world to the U and to Mayo. All right.
Thank you. This is not just for the Mayo, but also the University of Minnesota, and they can have and will attract the very best in the world. And we want everybody to come here when they can and when they're good enough, so we want to be able to compete with other states and other countries for their great talent. So we do that. With that, I'll renew my motion that House File 4019, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. Thank you, members. Members, this will be our last committee meeting, so I want to thank all of the members. The DFL leads, Loeffler and Liebling, Vice Chair McDonald, for your able work, House staff, Doug Berg, Randy Chen, Lynn Aves, Elizabeth Clarkless, Danielle Pinelli, and our reviser staff, Partisan Research, and all of the folks who helped out, even our pages, Laura Lee and Barbara. We do appreciate it. Thanks for all of your effort for sticking through a tough committee and a tough year. We do appreciate it. And we'll see everybody on the floor and around the halls. And thanks for coming in today, especially. I think this is a really cool opportunity. I hope it works out. Thanks.
Mr. Chair?
Representative McDonald.
Just want to take this opportunity to thank our chairman as well for his wisdom, his leadership, his wit, humor, and indulgences. You questioning that, Mr. Chair? Really ran some great meetings, dealt with some tough issues, and had a tough job, and you were wonderful to work with. So thanks a million for all your good work.
Thank you.
Thanks for adjourning.